Our next batch of stories include a forklift driver's whiskey heist, a vigil is planned to demand justice for dogs gunned down by police, and the potential loss of Clubland's SOS bus is branded shocking. A forklift driver has been jailed for his part in a plot to steal £3.5 million worth of whiskey from a Norfolk company. James Barr, 35, moved pallets containing almost 23,000 crates of Jack Daniels onto lorries at Richard Johnston Limited, a warehouse company based at Snetterton. Norwich Crown Court was told the duty supervisor, who had worked for the company for 6 years, helped to steal four lorry loads worth more than £206,000. The thefts took place in October 2019 and were part of a wider plot involving others and had cost the firm numerous cancelled orders from customers, the court heard. Prosecutor Benedict Piers said CCTV showed lorries entering and leaving through a gate that avoided a weighbridge where drivers had to show documentation. But jailing him for 3 years, Judge Janet Wadicor said, "I do not accept you became involved in this due to pressure, and I find no evidence you were subject to coercion. But any employee who steals from their employer is committing a breach of trust. As a result of your actions, this company lost a great deal of money."
City folk have reported wild deer roaming the city centre, pinching their strawberries and chomping on roses. The animals have been spotted across Norwich around the Aylsham Road area, in Paterson Road and Ede Road, as well as in the residential streets near Mousehold Heath. Deer have become a hot topic in community Facebook groups as people track their whereabouts. Jamie Fuller, who lives in the Mousehold area, has caught some deer in the act of biting the tops off his roses on his home CCTV. Mr. Fuller, who works for Ben Burgess, said, "Each morning we either see them or we see the roses bitten off and various other parts of the garden damaged." In Facebook's NR3 group, one woman named Pops Locks asked about the very naughty deer and was inundated with a host of messages reporting their behaviour. She said, "They've eaten all my strawberries overnight, and I've seen them multiple times in our garden this evening, checking the coast is clear before coming out to munch the rest of my garden. Very naughty, but very cute. I honestly couldn't believe my eyes."
Threats to scrap a vital city health service have been slammed as shocking and unnecessary. The SOS bus, which has been a crucial nighttime facility in Norwich's Clubland area for more than two decades, is under threat due to NHS funding cuts. Health bosses argue that a wellness hub that opened in Castle Quarter this year could expand its services and are looking into whether the bus is now surplus to requirements. Sprowston local Danielle Clark, 29, was helped tremendously by the SOS bus in 2018 after cutting her hand on a faulty handrail one night. "The work it does is priceless, and to take it away would be shocking and unnecessary."
The organiser of a vigil to commemorate the lives of two dogs shot by police is hoping Norwich folk will help to secure justice for the slain pups. Two Staffordshire Bull Terriers, 3-year-old Marshall and 9-month-old Millions, were shot in London by Metropolitan Police officers in front of members of the public. The incident has sparked outcry nationally among animal lovers, with vigils being held around the country and a petition calling for the Met to be held accountable for the deaths, reaching more than 1 million signatures. Ruth Walters is organising the Norwich vigil, which will start in Castle Street, slowly walking to the memorial gardens outside City Hall. The controversy was sparked after the Met officers were called to reports of a woman being attacked by a dog in Tower Hamlets, where homeless owner Louis Turnbull, who was aged 46, was tasered and arrested. The dogs were shot during daylight in a residential area and videos soon started to circulate online. A spokesperson for the Met said officers spoke to the owners of the dogs but added, Further, following this interaction, which failed to bring the dogs satisfactorily under control, police firearms officers destroyed the two dogs at the scene. Turnbull is due to appear in court after denying owning a dog that caused injury when dangerously out of control, but admitted being in possession while disqualified from owning or keeping dogs. The Independent Office for Police Conduct has launched an independent investigation.